Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined in studio today by Zach Columbia. What's up, buddy?
What's up? All right. I like how you did that.
All righty. So I was like, Zach, we've never done one of these podcasts where it's just me and you. He's like, what are you wasted right now? We do them all the time. I go, well, when? When was the last time?
It's been a while.
I don't want to talk about my CTE, bro. It's like real. I have blank spots of memory. This is one of them. I don't remember doing any. I do remember doing one way back, but it's like 2 years ago, right?
Well, you know, pass the test and pass the exam and forget it, right?
True.
Forget the material.
True. So yeah, we had a great call earlier with the Iron Circle, and now we're settling in. I know the reason we're doing no Randy today is we got a special episode. Mr. Zach's out of town, or Nick's out of town, so we got to pick up some extra podcast episodes. So you get the bonus,
and I was available.
Yeah, you don't do nothing around here.
That's right.
This episode is going to be good. It's going to be good because you're going to hear, you know, we're going to pull the curtain back a little bit on our relationship here at the gym from owner to director. But you mentioned something before we started recording. It's like, you know, what's interesting, Tim, is, you know, there's no pure defined role for that fitness director. Call it a GM, call it a director, but that role seems to vary gym to gym to gym. Whereas the fitness coach, you know what that role is pretty clear. They may do programming, they may not. They may have to do some sales, they may not. But they're training the client. That's their main position. But the director, we're all over the place. So let's talk about that.
Well, I think it comes down to it's a trickle down effect from the gym owner, right? Because what does a gym owner do? Like what you do as a gym owner, totally different than what most gym owners do. And so I think that's why this fitness director role is wild. It just wildly differs across, you know, from gym to gym, because the owner has their hands in different parts of the business, right? That they haven't given up yet, either because they don't feel comfortable, you know, with the director's ability to fulfill that role, or they're just like, they just won't let go of it. You know, they want to be the guy who's overseeing that, right? Which is probably stifling some growth there. Or they don't have the leadership capacity to take their team and you know, develop them into that role. And there's kind of a gap there. So I think it really kind of depends on not so much like the director, but what the gym owner is saying, hey, here's what I need out of my director.
Right.
And so that's kind of, I mean, I remember when I first became the director of Legacy, actually when there what was Pulse at that time, but there was this weird transition phase where Brent, the previous director, was moving to Texas, right? Yep. And he was not really in the gym much. And myself and another coach were kind of competing for that director's role. You also weren't around a lot. ProFit was blowing up. I think you were in Australia for like a month or something, right?
Two weeks, yeah.
Yeah, and so there was a lot of things that I was just like, hey, if this were my business, what would I do, right? And then I would just go and I'd be like, what does Tim need to know? This probably frustrates you still because I'm like, Tim doesn't need to know that, right? Like, he doesn't need to know. He's got enough on his plate. I'm just going to handle this. And that was always my perspective, but you gave me the lane to do that because you weren't overseeing, like, here's exactly what you do, right? Good, bad, I don't know, foolish, unwise, I don't know how you look at that. Like, I think that's what needs to be done if you have the person that you trust to be able to step in and just do the right thing and do whatever needs to get done. But I would say, I don't know if that's necessarily from the gym owner's perspective, you could answer that. It's like, hey, is that really?
Well, let's go back a step. You know, there was that position existed before you had it. So you watched what Brent was doing. You saw the day-to-day. You were watching, you know, you weren't in on the computer and seeing the tools that he was using a lot of time. But you knew what that role looked like. It wasn't like, hey, here you go. You got this role. I left. Correct. You knew there was a very, you know, there was, I guess, a bracketed around like this is the kind of the role. Now, I was in here quite a bit, even when Brent was in here, because I was working in this office every single day and kind of making sure stuff was going. But it was really just, you know, if anything that needed to get done in the business, you move it forward. And, you know, for us, in going into these other directors, like for here, it's pretty simple. I'm removed. Everything that needs to get handled that the owner would normally handle, you handle. And that's pretty easy, because if it hits your desk, it's going to be yours. Right.
Yeah.
If it's not a coach, it's yours. And so that means, you know, bill pays sometimes, scheduling maintenance. I walked in just now. You're coaching the coaches. You know, we got a new coach, Natalie, and she's getting coached up. You're, you know, testing her, quizzing her, walking her through stuff. That's staff development. Sales is a huge one. You're answering the phone. You're meeting. You're doing consultations. So there's all these things that you're doing. But managing would be globally kind of everything, right? Managing the gym. And so I think it's easy for you to know what to do because it's everything. For another gym owner, it kind of half in, half out, where they're still kind of doing the sales. The director's kind of in, I don't know if it's in limbo. I don't know. You deal with all the directors.
Yeah.
I don't know how they feel, if that's cool or not cool with them. If they don't, if I'm a director, I'll put it to you this way. If I don't know what my role is, I'm frustrated. Like, man, am I, should I do that? Now it's up to me to make a decision or ask, but some of them probably feel either throttled, like I can't do half of the things I want to do because they don't have full autonomy of just the role of driving the business forward, or maybe they're perfectly happy. I don't know. I mean, you tell me.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's, you know, you have full insight into everything that's going on that impacts the business from a financial standpoint, right? Like you see everything, you have automation. When somebody books an appointment, you see it. When somebody no shows for an appointment, you see it. When somebody converts to a membership or doesn't convert, you see it, right? You're looking at all the reports, but you're looking at it from like the 30,000 foot view. Hey, how is my business doing? Is it improving? The delta. You're always like, hey, focus on the delta. Mm-hmm. Is the business growing or is the business not growing? Right.
There you go.
And then you don't need to be concerned about all the other stuff because it's too much, right? Like you, and right. Like you said, you want kind of the autonomy and the growth. Right. So I try to kind of manage the team the exact same way. Right. And so perfect example of this is like, hey, we're onboarding a new coach. You mentioned Natalie, right? And I take her through the onboarding process and I was like, you know what? She's not taking command of these training sessions. I was out on the training floor. I'm training these people. I'm like, Natalie, you need to take control. Like, I'm just here for help. Right. When you right. get stuck. And she wasn't doing that. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go in the office. Good luck. I just walked off the floor. Right. And then just watched from the coach's office to see what happens.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden she starts like taking over and stepping up because I taught her what she needs to know. She knows what the role looks like. And then I just like backed away and she wasn't going to do it with me hovering over her because I would just take over. Right. Yeah. Like you come into the gym, it's your gym and you're like, hey Zach, you need to go fix that right there. Right. Or there's, you know, a dust bunny over in the corner. Like you need to go fix that. Right. And you'll just go do stuff yourself, but you're going to catch those things. I might not catch those things, but if you're not here, it's like, oh, I'm looking for those things. Like I'm channeling that inner Tim.
And that might be the issue with owners hovering over the director. Yeah. So you got to get, you know, owners listening, you got to let some things go. You got to let your team be able to make decisions. Because if you don't, if everything flows through you, you're never going to release yourself from this, from the operation. We just had a great call with Daniel Meng, just sold his gym. Before he made this change, he didn't have a director in place. They were a coach still. And so he was able to sell his gym because he removed himself. He couldn't have sold his gym the way it was. Nobody wants to buy a job. Not somebody that's got big money wants to make, you know, an investment happen. They're not buying jobs. The only person I think you could sell a job to would be a coach inside that wants to step up and still work in the business every day. Mm-hmm. That I can see happening. But for somebody from the outside, equity or whatever, that has cash, they're buying cash flow. This is a cash flowing business. I put X down, I get Y in return. I do that over 5 years. If I can grow it a little bit, my money made money, everything's great. It just happens to be through the vehicle of a gym. Now, the kicker is owners, I know most of you aren't thinking this way. You're probably like, this is fun. I'm doing what I love, but you're putting yourself at a disadvantage because you're not gonna be able to sell your business eventually. I'm not getting any younger. You aren't either. I'm not trying to be here all the time, like forever. 55 years old or 60 years old, what am I gonna be, running a gym? Probably not. I'd like to be drinking Mai Tais in the Bahamas somewhere. Probably do that now, but I don't want to yet. Not yet. Still got some juice. I still got some juice in me. So the kicker here is, gym owners, you gotta, you know, put a job description together, but then get the hell out of the way. Right? I was on stage at the Grow Summit and we were talking about the cash flow quadrant. And the key to the whole business, you know, owner role, unlocking the business owner quadrant is the director. Because the director is the owner. And so owners having the directors in place, if you're doing everything for them, that you'll never get out of there, and it probably frustrates the director as well. Attention gym owners, are you ready to take your business to the next level? Join our exclusive Facebook group, ProFit Accelerator, and unlock the potential to scale your gym to $30,000 a month and beyond. In the ProFit Accelerator group, we're going to focus solely on helping gym owners just like you win. We offer regular training sessions and share our best proven strategies to boost your business. Join us now by searching for ProFit Accelerator on Facebook. Be part of a community that's all about success and growth, the ProFit Accelerator, where gym owners thrive. All right, now let's get back to the show.
I would think so, right? And on our director circle, we talk about that. And we have conversations of, you know, we go through our gym operating system, right? We're talking about the different systems of the business. And I'll really hone in on one of those. I'm like, okay, guys, you got to make sure you have these key principles, right, of what you're doing. And a lot of the directors are like, oh, I want to implement that. And I brought it up before, but it gets shot down. Right.
Ooh, okay.
And so that's a really interesting thing. And I'm like, okay, well, how did you approach it? Right. And I tell the directors, a lot of what I do beyond just teaching you guys like the systems and the role and all that is how to communicate with the owner and speak their language. And that's really important, because if you just go about, hey, Tim, we got to implement this new thing into the business. Okay. Like, but why? What is that going to do? How are we going to execute on it? Don't just go in and say, hey, we need to do this thing. It's like, okay, here's what I think needs to happen here. Here's the game plan. Here's what it's going to do for us. Just be very bulleted in your approach. And then that's how you approach the conversation. Right. And so part of the director circle is like, hey, let's elevate these directors to where they can have the conversations with the owners that are, you know, business decisions, mm-hmm. business conversations. Is this going to improve our delta, right? Essentially, like, is this going to translate into more revenue, more scalability, more retention? Like, how is this going to impact our ability to fulfill better, right? Or at scale. So it's all of those things. And yeah, the directors will get frustrated, but I think it's two tiers, right? It may be that the owner is in the role and or has their hands in the role, and so the director doesn't feel like they can just take over, right? Because if the owner is kind of there overseeing things, as somebody that is, like, you would expect the director to be cautious or hesitant about, sure, like just taking over. Hey, I'm not gonna kick you out of the gym, you know.
Well, you guys kicked me out of the gym.
Yeah, we did.
Well, let's go to that conversation. So I used to run the team meetings. Even with you as the director, I'd be in there, mm-hmm. or after a while you were running, but I was still in there because mm-hmm. I wanted to be involved. And the the team, the trainers, they didn't like me, or they didn't like what I had to say because I was always critical of, I wasn't very, I don't know, pat on the back-ish, if you want to call it, if you will, because I'm seeing things I'm not happy with. And I'm right, because they were not the greatest team back then. And they're no longer here. But the fact that they didn't want me there is because they didn't want to hear bad news. They didn't want to hear criticism. They thought everything was great. But then you pulled me aside. It's like, hey, man, I can't get these guys to open up if you're in here.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I'll fucking leave them. I mean, it's fine with me. Just keep me posted. I don't need to be in here. I don't really want to. I wanted to kind of keep an eye on things. Yeah. But like, I was half out anyway. So like, let you guys do it. But you kicked me out.
And I think that's the key to the director's position is you are the bridge between the business and the fitness, right? And so it's your job to understand the business and high level what's trying to be accomplished there. It's your job to understand the fitness component, and then it's bringing that together, right? And translating it of here's what we're trying to accomplish as a business. Here's that how it impacts you as the fitness coach, right? Coach. And I have a different delivery style than you do. You're very direct, right? And we have different DISC assessments. You're D, I'm I, right? You're dominance, I'm influential. So it's like my approach was, hey, let me influence these guys to, you know, step it up, to clean up these things, to fix these problems. And you're just like, hey, I'm just going to tell you right now, here's what needs to get done. Boom. Right. Do it or don't do it.
Everybody's got a different style. And I would tell a director that if you're listening to this, directors, most of the owners are high D's. It's just part of that role. In a high D, you got to be direct. So beating around the bush is very frustrating for a high D because, and by the way, this is a DISC assessment thing. You can go to, I think TonyRobbins.com/DISC. Yeah. There's a free one there, or paid, or you can get more reports. But anyways, it's really telling. It's a personality assessment. But your director or your owners are high D's. Almost every single one that I talk to, that I see when we grade them, they're all basically the same. And with a high D, you guys just got to get to the point. That's why I get frustrated when my daughter's telling me a long story. Get to the point, Alexandra, let's go. She knows. She goes, you and your high D, you know, like she'll tell me. But the directors usually aren't high D's.
No.
They're maybe a high I or a C. That's the other one, which is like everything's like there's rules. It's either yes or no, black or white, right or wrong.
Spreadsheets,
analytical. This is the way type of thing. But point is, if you're trying to get something to me, as a high D, same thing for any director listening to their owner, cut to the chase, go right to the point, show the numbers right there, and then have a conversation around it. But don't tell a long-winded story just to get to the same thing.
Yeah. But that's, you know, I know that about you. Mm-hmm. I know how to, and I even sometimes catch myself. I'm like, just give them the facts, right?
Way better.
But the coaches don't know how to communicate with you, and you don't necessarily need to know all of their DISC profiles and all of that, but I do because that's my team, and I need to know, okay, here's how I communicate with this person. Mm-hmm. Here's how I communicate with this person. You have somebody that's a high S where steadiness is their main thing, and you come in and you say something to that person that for whatever reason, it doesn't even have to be a big deal. Hey, we lost 5 members. We need to clean that up. Now that person that's a high S, that steadiness is like, I'm going to lose my job. I need to go search for a new position, right? That's a real thing though, because they're like, oh no, the gym's going out of business. I don't know what's happening here. And they start to worry because their whole thing is like, they just need to be steady Eddie, show up, not worry about anything, punch the clock, train the clients, do the thing, and then, you know, punch out. Yeah. And so the way I communicate with the coach is like, hey, I know this about you. I know this about you. And I'm going to communicate with you guys that way.
Good point.
Hey there, gym owners. Is your business standing strong, making at least $30,000 or more a month? And you're seeking the next challenge, like what's the next step in your journey? Well, look no further than the Iron Circle. Our elite growth community is the place for gym owners just like you who are not satisfied with the status quo. We'll show you how to take your business from good to great and from a strong gym into a powerful fitness legacy. Head on over to our website and apply to join the Iron Circle at ironcircle.net and start your journey to the next level today. All right, we'll see you inside the show. Bye.
Now, everybody that I talked to so many people that grow somewhere, like, hey, you can't scale, Zach. You can't, you know, you're the reason, Tim, you don't have more locations. They're telling me why I don't have more locations, by the way. You're the reason you don't have more locations is you can't duplicate Zach. I'm like, that's nothing to do with it. That's nothing to do with it. Give you a great example. You know, again, don't take anybody take this the wrong way. The fitness industry is a great industry. I could tell you what, on that one house flip, I made more revenue than, you know, several years of business in less than a year, 18 months. Like, that's a better use of my time if we're talking about a return on investment than a gym. But going back to not being able to scale, you, Zach, you were a coach when you came in. I mean, I like to let everybody know, like, you didn't show up the unicorn that you are with making decisions for everything and running the show and I'm out of here. You didn't step in like that. You started as a coach. And so gym owners, there's coaches on your team that you're going to have to start looking at to, if you don't have this role in place yet, you're going to develop them into that role or watch who's rising to the top. And sometimes there's none of them. Working with a gym owner in Singapore, he doesn't have anybody that's going to be that role. So I don't know. As a coach, you answer this question. I don't know. I don't know how you guys would react to this, but if nobody on the team was stepping up to the plate to want to do sales, to, hey, I got it, or, hey, I came up with this idea and here's all the reasons why we need to do it, Mr. Owner. I saw a gap in this. I create an SOP for it. Like, stepping up to the plate, if nobody's doing that and you bring somebody in over the top of them as the owner, as the director, how would the coaching, or how would the team feel? If they were given the opportunity to step up and they obviously didn't.
That's really hard for me to answer, right? Because I'm wired a little bit differently, right? Like I think like a business owner.
Yep. You have a business degree.
I do. And so I don't know. I think that, you know, you would probably have a coach on your team that would be like, that should have been my role, and they'll leave. Right. Sure. Even though they would have done a horrible job,
the worst. Didn't even want to do the job. They don't want to do sales.
They wanted the title, yeah, right? The pay, the title, but they didn't want to do the hard work. Right. Mm-hmm. And then you'd have the other coaches that are like, no, I'm happy being a coach. Right. And I'll just go do my thing. And it's no big deal. The point that I wanted to make about being a coach here, is I remember, I'm pretty sure it was either my first or second day. And I remember it was like 9 a.m. in the morning. I was onboarding. I was out there on the training floor with Brent, the previous director. Yeah. And I just remember this feeling hitting me going like, oh, this is where I'm going to spend the rest of my career.
Oh, wow.
Like day two.
Very cool.
Because I'd been in the fitness industry for a while and I had seen everything that, you know, was that happens in the fitness industry, that the cluster all that it is, yeah. Right? And there was a distinct difference. And I think that it 1000% comes down to how you structured the business, created the business, and the level of professionalism and organization that you put into it, and the culture, right? Mm. Of, hey, if you do the work here, you're going to succeed, right? Yeah. Oh, that's in our handbook. Like if we succeed, you succeed, right? And so it was just a very distinct difference. And so, yeah, I came in, I started as a coach. Yes, I have a business degree. Yes, I think kind of as a business owner, right? But you created the environment, the rich environment for me to be able to grow into that director role. Yeah, yeah. And that comes to the ownership, right? It's not like if you're not doing the thing as the owner, if you're not creating that as an owner, I think that's kind of that sums up the conversation we're having. Like, hey, maybe the director doesn't know what to do or they don't feel comfortable doing it. It's like, no, you just created the environment for me to be able to step into that role and do it. And I think that's the key component.
So really it's coming down to get the owner out of the way. if the owner ever wants to be able to get out of the way,
yeah,
and, you know, get out of the gym. And so you owners, you have a decision, man. I'm talking you owner to owner. Like, here's the deal. Do you want to be in there working every day? Maybe today. I mean, there was plenty of days I would love coming in here. I couldn't wait to get in here. And then there's a time that that stops happening. Daniel Meng, he said he had an epiphany. He was working on one of his projects. He's like, I never want to go back in that gym again. And so it's going to hit you one day. Or I mean, he's 15 years in. I'm 15 years in. I'm still cool because I've had it this way for, I don't know, how long you been here? How long has Brent been? 7 years, 8 years?
I've been the director since 2017.
17. Yeah. I don't know. How many? Do the math. 7 years?
Yeah.
So he was before you for a year and a half or so. Yeah. So 8 years. So it's not really like that hard for me just to keep it the way it is. Everything's fine. You know what I mean? So I would just do that. But owners, again, back to you, it's what's the end game? You have to start with the end in mind. I didn't do that in the very beginning. I kind of thought I knew what I was doing, but I was like, I don't know what a gym's worth. I knew if I had recurring revenue, it'd be worth more versus trying to outsell it every month. I knew that, at least as stupid as I was, I knew that. That's such a great advantage that we all give away a lot of times. So what do you want, gym owners? If you're going to want to get out of this business, if you ever want to sell it, you have to remove yourself, because the owner of the business that is going to buy it from you, they don't want a job. They want a team in place, SOPs in place, systems in place, so they can put their money in and step back and maybe pull some levers. That's probably another thing that new owners want to do. They want to optimize. Oh, I get another 20% out of this. Crank on this, crank on that. But that's it. What do you want? And so the director role, I think, is the key to freedoms. If you have multiple locations, I think you need a director. Well, it'd probably be a regional or something above that level where there's a director at each location. Same thing, which we could easily do if we wanted to. But that's it. Hopefully this helps you guys understand, get the hell out of the way. Let them make decisions for you. Directors, if you're listening, bullet point that shit out. Make sure that they see everything right once. And don't beat around the bush. Give them the bad news too. Need to know the bad news too. So anyways, little behind the scenes of the little bit of chatter that we have here. Hopefully that helps you guys understand how it all goes down, guys. That's it for this episode. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.